Calculating rolling resistance. Rolling resistance is a crucial factor to consider when preparing to tow a vehicle because it determines the force required to move the disabled or immobilized vehicle. Calculating rolling resistance allows you to choose the appropriate towing equipment and ensure a safe and efficient towing operation. Rolling resistance depends on several factors, including the weight of the vehicle, tire condition, road surface, and environmental conditions. Here's how to calculate rolling resistance. 1. Determine the weight of the vehicle. The weight of the vehicle you plan to tow is a critical factor in calculating rolling resistance. You'll need to know the total weight of the disabled vehicle, including any passengers or cargo if applicable. This weight is typically measured in pounds or kilograms. 2. Assess tire condition. Rolling resistance also depends on the condition of the tires on both the towing vehicle and the disabled vehicle. Tire condition is represented by the coefficient of rolling resistance, CRR. This coefficient is a dimensionless number typically provided by tire manufacturers for specific tire types and conditions. It can vary depending on the tire's design, tread pattern, inflation pressure, and wear. Look for the CRR value in the tire's specifications or consult the manufacturer. 3. Identify the road surface. The type of road or surface on which you plan to tow the vehicle can significantly affect rolling resistance. Different road surfaces, such as asphalt, concrete, gravel, or off-road terrain, will have varying coefficients for rolling resistance. This value is usually determined empirically or found in engineering references. 4. Account for environmental conditions, windy conditions, inclines, etc. Consider any additional environmental factors that may affect rolling resistance. For example, strong headwinds or towing uphill will increase resistance, while tailwinds or towing downhill may reduce resistance. These factors are often challenging to quantify precisely but should be considered in your overall assessment. 5. Calculate rolling resistance force. To calculate rolling resistance, you can use the following formula. Hard surface resistance equals 0.05. Concrete, hard grass, gravel. Soft surface resistance equals 0.15. Soft grass or gravel. 6. Consider additional forces. Keep in mind that rolling resistance is just one of the forces you need to overcome during towing. You may also need to account for other forces, such as air resistance, grade resistance, if towing on an incline, and any additional forces due to vehicle damage or obstacles. 7. Select appropriate towing equipment. Based on the calculated rolling resistance force, choose towing equipment, such as a tow truck or trailer, with sufficient capacity to overcome this force. Make sure to consider safety margins to handle unexpected variations in resistance. Calculating rolling resistance provides a foundation for selecting the right towing equipment and planning a successful towing operation. Remember that real-world conditions can vary, so it's essential to use conservative estimates and adapt your plan as needed during the towing process to ensure safety and success. Note: if the casualty is stuck in the mud, is on a grade, or has tire damage, these are other factors that are very important in determining the overall resistance of the casualty.